the church, she said the better she felt.
Yeah.
And, you know, to be in thy presence, you can't just go anywhere and be in the presence of God.
That's right.
Now, he goes where he's welcome. Where he's not welcome, he's on the outside knocking.
Amen.
Asking to come in, the Bible says.
That's right.
But if we have hope in this life only in Christ Jesus, we'd be of all men most miserable. There's more to it than what we have to deal with every day.
Yeah, that's right.
I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I'm glad He's never very far from any one of us, and we can find Him if we feel after Him. These things I'm just thought of while they were singing this morning. What a Savior. Amen. Man, I'm telling you, boy, I'm glad that He made a bridge between us and heaven.
Right.
And He only used two boards to do it. He made up the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they weren't big enough, but Him on it made the difference. We're going to be taking our text this morning out of Isaiah chapter 53. My text verse is verse 12, but I feel guilty just reading that one verse, knowing how little Bible that we do read. I'm going to read all 12 verses for our sake and my sake this morning. I struggled all week long. I struggled even to pray. But Brother Mark, I found out God even blesses effort. I just put forth the effort to pray. And as much as I failed at it, Brother Larry, God bless the effort that I put into it.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, He grants our petitions out of His riches in glory. It's not like I could impress God with great swelling words. It's that He welcomes me to come and commune with Him as friend with friend. And I do spend a lot of time in prayer, but this week's been a tough week. Thank y'all for letting us borrow the wheelchair. We've used it excessively this week. I hate to admit this, but the granddaughter, her friend, come over, spent a night with her Friday night, and they were wheeling through the house on that thing. That's the way kids are, you know what I mean? I'm sitting there, put that up, we need that. But they went flying through the house like two juveniles, you know what I mean? But thank y'all so much for allowing us to borrow that. We've earnestly used it. I'm very thankful for the privilege to be able to use it. I thank you for that. Like I said, our text verse is verse number 12. But I want to read all 12 verses. This is probably the greatest description of our Savior in the Bible. A lot of attributes about Jesus mentioned here are probably found nowhere else in the Word of God. It describes Him in such detail that I hope and pray that you give the most earnest heed to what I read this morning and get it. In your mind, just what kind of a Savior He is. Starts out verse 1, who hath believed our report? You know, the world's in denial right now.
Right.
They don't want to, the Bible said they don't even like to retain God in their knowledge. They want a world without God, and that's impossible.
That's right.
When the Bible tells us, Brother Mitchell, that God is before all things,
right,
and by Him all things consist, you can't take God out of nothing.
No,
okay. I mean, I'll be honest with you.
Right.
There's no way to take Him out of anything.
That's right.
I mean, in Him we live and move and have our being. I need Him to live. I need somewhere to live. He created the earth. He formed it not in vain.
Right.
Isaiah 45:18. He formed it to be inhabited. Take a deep breath.
Right.
God just gave you that breath.
That's right. Right.
You notice we got gravity, not so much that I can't pick myself up off the ground, but enough that I don't float away. Ain't that amazing? You take that for granted.
Yeah.
And amazing, He sends the rain in the season, and boy, it must be a season for rain. We've had it. Got more coming. Amen.
Amen.
But we've also got the sun. You know, man, I don't like darkness.
No.
But I'm not so dumb that I won't turn the light on to have light, but God put light in the sky, and I don't need a flashlight during the daytime, I just need it at nighttime.
Right.
But the reason there's no light at nighttime is because I need to sleep too.
Right.
So I've got the light to do the work and things I need to do during the day, but I've got the night to lay down and rest and sleep. But a lot of things about Him we take for granted. And the Bible just tells us right off the bat, who hath believed I come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. Amen. He said, if another comes in his name, you'll receive him. That's talking about the spirit of Antichrist. Yeah. And sadly, that's rapidly coming.
Yes, it is.
Rapidly coming.
Yes, it is.
Upon the world. How do we know, Brother Eddie? They're taking crosses down.
That's right.
You can't mention that name, Jesus. You can't pray. Look, if you ain't going to pray in his name, don't even waste your time.
That's right.
Jesus
that's
said, right. Whatsoever you ask in my name, mm-hmm. you'll receive.
Right.
There's a pattern about prayer. And first of all, the first thing about the pattern of prayer is pray to be forgiven.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Second of all, then ask in Jesus' name your petition. But you have no access to God except through Christ. He said, no man comes to the Father but by me, John 14:6. We're never going to get out of here if I don't get on with this. But this is such a great text. Who have believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? This thing wasn't done in a corner.
That's right.
You're right.
I mean, even atheists, historians, Josephus wrote about Jesus. He came into this world. He might not have been received, but I'll tell you right now, he was recognized by many of who he was. Verse 2 says, for he shall grow up before him as a tender plant. I think about my two granddaughters every time I think about those two letters, tender plant. We've got a little one with us here this morning. Infinity, is that right?
Serenity.
Okay. Laura?
Lara.
Larry? Carolyn? I'm working on names. I'll just tell you right now. It takes me a little while. But I'm working on them. But I think about those two granddaughters, a tender plant. He was born an infant. He didn't come in this world a reigning king. He was born to a virgin named Mary. And he grew up a tender plant. And as a root out of dry ground, he hath no form nor comeliness. Now notice those that period and that comma. And when we shall see him, there's no beauty that we should desire him. He has the scars that we put upon him.
Amen. That's right.
And when you see him, you'll understand how wrongfully we entreated God's Son.
Yes, that's right.
John said, I saw a lamb as it had been slain. He still has the scars.
Yes, he does.
From how we mistreated the darling Son of God. It says, he is despised, and yes, he is. And rejected of men, yes, he is. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. That's a good passage I use lots of time in funerals. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Here's what I'm talking about that slaughterhouse religion. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter.
Yeah.
When someone tells you that they don't believe in that slaughterhouse religion, just tell them to read verse 7, Isaiah 53.
Because
he's brought as a lamb to the slaughter,
yes,
and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. Now the Mormons say Jesus had children. Well, listen. Who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off, not no descendants.
That's right.
Now we're the offspring of God.
Amen.
We're sons and daughters of God because of him. But he had no children. I just want you to notice. Who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. He made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. Now what that means is it satisfied God when he saw what his son suffered and endured. It pleased him. It satisfied him. He said, I accept it. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. Now we're the offspring of God, I mentioned. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. He satisfied the wrath of God, and by his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death. Here's our text right here. And he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. And we'll stop our reading right there today. And I want to preach today, and I desire your prayers. Pray with me. I'm going to preach today on numbered with the transgressors. Father, we thank you for your precious word. We thank you, Lord, even in this day, it's not only, Lord, still relevant, but Lord, it's still very up to date. Lord, it declares the end from the beginning. Men would do well to take heed. They may not, but they do well to take heed to your words. And Lord, I pray you help us even today, Lord, to be able to partake of your great word. Lord, of the great treasures and the truths that it tells. May we, I pray, be able to benefit, Lord, from the truth of the word of God. Help us today, Lord. We're always in need of your help. We pray for your anointing. We pray, Father, Lord, for your blessing. Lord, you know the hearts. You know the needs that are here. I don't, you do. Lord, you're able to meet every need that's here. You're able to minister, Lord, to every need here. And we ask you might do that. In Jesus' name, we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
Numbered with transgressors. I worked with a man, and I don't know why he had this problem, but he came to me at work. His name was Larry. And he said, I believe there was more than three crucified that day with Jesus. I said, well, Larry, I don't want to argue with you. I mean, he's a young Christian, a good brother in the Lord. But the Bible says in all four Gospels that there was a malefactor, one on one side, one on the other side,
right,
and Jesus was in the midst. And that's important, and we'll get to that here in a minute. But he was in the midst for a reason. But it mentions there were three crosses that day on Golgotha.
Right.
The day that Jesus gave his life a ransom for all. And the thing I like about the three crosses were he was in the middle, Brother Harvey. And since he was in the middle, they both had the same access to him.
Yeah.
It wasn't hard to find transgressors to be crucified with Jesus. We're transgressors from the womb,
right.
Isaiah 48:8 says.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't hard to find any. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You might struggle admitting you're a sinner, but God won't struggle to claim you're a sinner.
Right.
I'm telling you right now, His word is clear and quick to tell us that there's none good. No, not one. There's none righteous. No, not one. There's none upon this earth that doesn't need to repent of their sins. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. If you can strip someone of their self-righteousness, you can show them their need of the righteousness of Christ.
Amen.
I'll tell you right now, I used to be one of them. I used to compare myself with others.
Yeah.
And I'd look at somebody like Rena and I'd say, I'm just as good as she is.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. But I couldn't walk up beside Jesus Christ and say, I'm just as good as He is.
Right.
That's what the problem
right.
is.
Yeah.
That's the standard. You've got to be as righteous as He is to go into heaven.
Right.
So I had to have His righteousness imputed to me, Joanne, because I wasn't going to make it without that.
That's right.
But praise
right.
God, He gave me His righteousness. Paul said, be found in Him, not having my own righteousness without the law, but have the righteousness of Christ imputed to me. That's what you got to have to go to heaven. Yeah. It's not like that we got any problem finding transgressors. We all qualify to be the transgressor, and we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Not only are we all transgressors, but we're all strangers. We're all aliens.
Yes.
Without hope. Without God in the world. We're all in the same category. It's not like we have to separate them out. But He gave us hope. He gave us help. God commended His love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8 says. He come as a lamb to be sacrificed for our sins. John saw Jesus, John 1:29, John 1:36, and said, "Behold the Lamb that takes away the sin of the world," and He did. He gave Himself a ransom for all, 1 Timothy 2:6. He chose to be numbered with us. That's important. He stepped down so we could step up.
Yes.
Brother Ed, He laid aside His royal garments.
He did.
And He put on our rags. He was made in likeness of simple flesh, and yet He was without sin. We don't have a high priest that can't be touched by the feelings of our infirmities, but in all points He was tempted as we are, and yet without sin.
Right.
Now, it's one thing for me to talk about being a drunkard. Now, yesterday I got to talk with a man, his name was Danny. I believe it's Stinson. I remember his first name, Danny. I told you I struggled with these. But I think his last name was Stinson. But Rita, we were talking, and he had been a drunk, and I had been a drunk, and we could relate to that problem because we had both experienced that problem. It wasn't no problem him understand what I was talking about when it comes to being a drunkard. Well, if I tried to talk maybe this young boy up in the front row about being a drunk, he said, "I just don't get it."
Yeah.
But you know what? When you're sitting down, the room's going around, you're trying to hold everything, and you're like a cat bedding in a washing machine. I mean, you're sitting there going like this. Here, I can relate to being a drunk.
Yeah.
Well, Sister Phyllis, Jesus came down here so that He can relate.
Right.
To what it's like to be betrayed by friends.
Yeah, that's right.
He come down here to be able to relate to what it's like to have your heart broke.
Yeah.
To have all forsake you.
Right.
And leave you all alone.
Yeah.
He come down here so He could understand why we fail and fall so short of God's expectation of us. So with that in mind, Brother Mitchell, now He can relate. And the Bible not only says that He's our high priest, but He lives ever to make intercession for us. So He's up there praying for Brother Andy right now, saying, "Lord, help me down there. Help me to be able to stand and give the message that's needed for the hour of the day we're living in." I'm telling you, I thank God we got a high priest that's able to understand our temptation.
That's right.
He chose to be numbered with us.
Yeah.
And listen, He nailed our problems to His cross, Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. You see, the law was weak through the flesh. You see the law there on the wall, and the law's good.
Yeah, that's right.
But our flesh is weak.
Right.
We can't keep it.
That's right.
If you break one, you're guilty of all of it.
Amen.
So He took the ordinances written against us, and He nailed them to His cross.
Right.
And praise God, that's how we get the victory through that right there.
Right.
I'm telling you, if God be for us, who can be against you? None can bring an accusation against God's children because it's God that justifies. I'm telling you, what a blessing we have in Him that we don't have to worry about standing before God guilty. I thank God for that.
Amen.
He nailed our problem to His cross. He took it to the grave.
Yes, He did.
And buried it.
Yeah.
Hey, He's got the keys of the grave.
Yeah.
Amen. Revelation 1:18.
Yeah.
But Romans 5:20-21 talks about he took it to the grave and He buried it.
Yeah.
Now, let me get to my message here. He's in the midst of these two transgressors.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
He's dying for them, Brother Mitchell.
That's right.
They both need Him. One of them, well, actually, they both made accusations against Him.
Yeah.
But one of them later repented. But Sister Joanne, They both had the same need.
Mm-hmm.
One received him. One rejected him.
Yeah, that's right.
One rejoiced.
That's right.
One regretted.
Come on now.
For eternity, one rejoiced. Can you imagine Jesus saying, Mitchell, this day you're going to be with me in paradise? And then you get there and say, woo! The hat had ain't been told.
Come on.
You're kicking up gold dust when that day and next there's another one.
Right.
Another one been born again. I'm telling you, buddy, listen. One rejoiced for eternity. The other regretted for eternity. I can hear him, Rita. I was this close.
Yeah, right.
All I had to do was acknowledge that He was my Savior.
Yeah, that's right.
One said, Lord, Amen. Remember me. He didn't say no preacher prayer.
No.
It wasn't like He was able to pray the prettiest prayer. He just said, Lord, remember me when you come to your kingdom. And Jesus, what was left of Him, Sister Rita, He said, this day.
Yeah, this time.
You will be with me
in paradise.
Amen, right. Sister Kevin.
Amen. Amen. Come on.
I want you to understand the dilemma of these two transgressors. One denied, and one got something he didn't deserve.
That's right.
They both deserved hell, Sister Joanne.
Yeah.
I deserved hell. I didn't get what I deserved. I got what I didn't deserve. I got abundantly pardoned.
Yeah.
That's
praise
right.
God, I got to go. I'm like Barabbas, I got to go free.
Yeah.
Mark, I got to go free, amen.
Amen.
And the Lord
right.
laid on him
amen.
My iniquity.
Right.
He took my beating
that's
for me.
Right. Yeah.
That's right.
Hey, I'm telling you, I thank God for my Redeemer. I thank God for my Savior.
Yes.
I may not understand everything about it, but I'll tell you one thing. I'm praise God for the day that He forgave me of my sins.
Yes.
He's in the midst of these transgressors. Brother Ed, He's dying with them.
Uh-huh.
He's dying for them. And He's praying for them.
Yeah.
He's praying, Father, forgive them.
Amen.
They know not what they do. That's an intercessory prayer, not just for them, but for all of us.
Right.
You know, Paul talked about his sin, and he said, I've done it ignorantly. He said, I was a murderer, I was a blasphemer. I've done injury to the church. But he said, I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly.
Yeah.
None of us really understand our ignorance when it comes to sin.
You're right.
I mean, we're just sinful.
Amen.
We got a problem.
Yeah.
We're transgressive from the womb.
Yeah.
Our heart's not right. Our heart's weak and deceitful. Who can know it? I'm telling you, we got a terrible problem.
Yeah.
But we got a good helper. And the Lord is praying for them and for us. One did receive Him. One rejected Him. Both had the same access to His mercy. Both had the same access to His forgiveness. Both had the same access to His love. That's why He was in the midst. This wasn't no chance that He's in the middle. He's numbered with the transgressors.
Yeah.
Because without Him, they're going to die. Without God.
That's right.
Without hope. So He's there for them. He's there for you.
Amen.
You might not have been at Golgotha. You might not have been at Mount Calvary. You may not understand about the blood of His Son Jesus that cleanses us from all sin.
Yes.
You may not understand the will of God that He's not willing that any perish but all come to repentance. In whom God commanded all men everywhere to repent. You may not understand all of that.
Right.
But understand this. He died in your stead.
That's right.
He gave you the opportunity to go free. Free indeed. Remember, one received, one rejected. There's no missing that.
No.
The commentary of the one, Brother Jerry, he's saying, boy, I wish I had that opportunity one more time.
Yeah, that's right.
I wish I had just one more chance.
Yeah.
I can only imagine the multitudes that say the same. Just give me one more chance. I'll repent. Give me one more chance. I'll receive.
Yeah.
The Bible said today if you hear His voice, that means you're alive.
That's right.
When you die, if you die in your sin, Jesus said, as I see, I judge.
Yeah.
Praise God, I'm glad He looks on me, Brother Ed. He said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over. I got the Passover lamb. Christ, our Passover lamb, was crucified for us. I thank God that the blood's over my sins, Sister Rita. I'm glad, praise God, thanks to the blood, I'm going to enter into the joys of the Lord. And the only thing I'm going to say is, how could it be so? I mean, David went in and said, Lord, who am I that you would make a house for me? God made heaven for you. He invited you to heaven. He made the way for you to have a home in heaven. Listen, down here your home will be broken into. Down here your home will burn. Up there, praise God. I'm telling you, no burnt lights in heaven. I'm telling you, buddy, when you get to heaven, you can say, I'm finally home.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We ain't home yet. I'm on my way home, and now my salvation nearer than when I believed. I'm closer to home than I was 30 years ago when I got saved. Amen. I'm getting closer every day.
That's right.
Listen, God said, I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. He said, therefore choose life. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. God wants you to choose life.
Yes.
That life's in His Son.
Amen.
You ain't going to find life in no other.
No.
That's right.
All these self-help things, you know, I ain't going to say they're all that bad. I think we're all strive to, you know, try to do a little better.
Right.
But you can never do good enough.
That's right.
To stand before God and not be guilty.
No.
The Bible said that the whole world will become guilty before God. The world is guilty before God.
Mm-hmm.
But God offered something to the guilty. He said, I'll give my Son. And if you'll take Him, I'll receive you on the merits of Him.
Amen.
So I'm just telling you, the Bible says multitudes in the valley of decision. Joel chapter 3 verse 14. There's people today that are going to wait in their mind. And I look just for a minute here. I'm going to pretend I'm sitting where you're at, and they're going to say, there's got to be more to this man. And the devil's sitting there saying, this is the worst lie of all lies. He's sitting there saying to them, Sister Joanne, he said, you got plenty of time.
Yeah.
Bible says, boast not of tomorrow, Psalms 20, Proverbs 27, verse 1. Boast not of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring.
That's right.
Tomorrow may not be on your calendar.
That's right.
The Bible doesn't say tomorrow's the day of salvation. It says today is the day of salvation.
Right.
It says now is accepted time.
Right.
It says today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. I'm telling you, buddy, this ain't a tomorrow thing. This is a today thing. There's a lot of people that had intentions of getting right with God tomorrow, that tomorrow wasn't on their calendar. And like that man in Luke chapter 12 that said, I'll tear down my barns and I'll build greater barns. God visited that night and said, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. I'd be afraid to tell him I had.
That's right.
I'd be afraid to leave this service if I didn't have things with me and God, right?
That's right.
You get them right, brother.
Amen.
I'll tell you how to get them right. It's pretty simple. If thou with thy mouth shall confess, what's that mean? Well, it just means you say like our Sunday school lesson this morning, God, I'm a sinner.
Yeah, that's right.
David, he didn't beat around the bush. He didn't stutter. He said, I'm a sinner.
Yeah.
He said, I acknowledge my sin. I've sinned against you and only against you. And he said, I'm praying that you'll forgive me my sin, that you'll cleanse me my sin, that you'll renew and create within me a clean heart and a right spirit. Only God can do that.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, He'll do that for you today. The reason you don't feel good today is because your heart ain't right with God. And the Bible says God's greater than our heart and knows all things. And if our heart has confidence, whatsoever we ask of God, we receive those things that were those things are pleasing in His sight. I'm just telling you, God, deal with you through your heart.
Mm-hmm.
The reason your heart's troubled, if it is, and I ain't saying it is, but if it is, the reason your heart's troubled is because God is dealing with you.
Yeah.
I remember being in service one time.
Amen.
And this young girl, Brother Jordan, his girlfriend, she came running up at the altar and he slid in there beside her and she got saved. And it's so funny, Sister Joanne, she told Jordan, she said, could you hear my heart beating? I'm just imagining being by the Jordan door. He said, no, I didn't hear it. But that's so funny. She said, could you hear my heart beating?
Amen.
And you know, I did, my heart beating like a jungle drum. I'm just sitting there thinking, I know I need to go up there. I know I need to make things right. Look, I'm glad God does it like that, Brother Ed.
That's right.
You see, salvation is of the Lord. The God of heaven has to deal with you. Oh, Brother Eddie, I can't rock your boat. If I can rock your boat, there's something wrong bad.
Right.
But when God rocks your boat, it's because He wants to help you.
That's right.
It's because He wants to forgive you. He don't want you to end up in hell. How do people end up in hell? Well, that one guy, he never did say, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner." He didn't say, "Lord, remember me when you come to your kingdom." Man, he just went out of here like most rebels. I was a rebel for 34 years. I was a rebel. He went out of here like most rebels. We'll see about that. My way is just as good as your way. If you're going to go to heaven, I'm going to go too. I'm just telling you. You may not understand it. I may not even be able to put it in perspective where you'll even agree with me. But understand this. Without Jesus Christ, you have no hope whatsoever.
Right.
The greatest separation that'll ever be is mentioned in Revelation chapter 20. Mm-hmm. Starts in verse 11.
Yep.
It said, "I saw a great white throne, and Him that sat upon it, from whose face the heaven and the earth fled away, and there was found no place for their God." There's nothing but a great white throne. There's no heaven. There's no earth. There's nothing but a great white throne. Him that sat upon it is Jesus Christ. It said, "I saw the small and great stand before God, and the books were opened." Well, Brother Eddie got a book.
Yeah.
See, God, He mentioned there in Malachi that He keeps records.
Yeah.
He said, I'm trying to remember the wording of it there, but He made a record of it in a book. In my book, Brother Ed, all the pages are blank. They've been blotted out.
Right.
All the accusations against me, all of them have been blotted out.
That's
right. Blank pages.
Amen.
Right up there. Where'd it go? Yeah. It was right here. You see, I'm just talking about it. There's nothing He can accuse me of because it's all been blotted out.
Yeah, amen.
And I praise God for that. But others aren't that fortunate. It said in the books were open. All those things you forgot. All those things you left unattended. Now, to your shame and everybody else's, they're known. And you're red-faced. You don't want nobody to know these things. And they're being broadcasted now. And there's no place to hide.
Right.
There's only one hiding place, and I praise God I got mine in it. Amen. On the blood of Jesus. But look, these books were open. I saw the small and great stand before God, and the books were open. They were judged at those things written in those books. Death and hell gave up those which are in them.
Yeah, that's right.
And whosoever was not, I'm leaving some of these verses out. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast in the lake of fire. This is the second death. I'll just tell you, buddy, it's going to be a sad day when you stand before God guilty. You're not going to have a leg to stand on. You might think you're going to, but you're not going to have one to stand on. But He was willing to be numbered with the transgressors for our sake. He said, "If you be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you." I'm not ashamed of Him. Praise God. I thank God for Him. Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
But listen, He's in the middle for a reason. He gave His life a ransom for both of them. Don't be like the one that went to hell. Be like the one that received Him.
That's right. Amen.
Eternity will tell the story.
Right.
I'll see you. You'll see me.
Yeah.
We'll be over there in the line of the redeemed, and you'll be over in the line that rejected, and it'll make a difference on what you do with this Jesus. Get Brother Jerry, if you would please get us an invitation on him. I've delivered you the message of God. He was numbered with the transgressors. We're transgressors from the womb. There's only one thing I know to tell a transgressor that'd be good news is that Jesus loves you. Not only is He waiting, but wanting you to come to Him. And if you'll come to Him, He said, "I'll no wise turn you away." He said, "I'll not just pardon, I'll abundantly pardon you of all your transgressions." Now, my friend, I've done my part. I'd like to ask everyone to stand, please. And if there's something you need to do, right now is the time to do it. You're in a good place to get it done. Right now is the time to get it fixed. Right now. If you need to come, you come. If you don't need to come, that's all right.
119, first